You've heard me say for years that NT Factor is the breakthrough supplement that's proven to repair and renew your body's cells. That includes your immune cells, such as your T cells and white blood cells. NT Factor has been shown to contribute to a more robust and effective immune response. So now that we're in cold and flu season, NT Factor is combining with powerful antioxidants, vitamin C and D, to provide you with an immune booster bundle. Vitamin C and D help stimulate the production of white blood cells and activate immune cells, which play a key role in defending against pathogens. Together with NT Factor, they help modulate immune function, reduce inflammation, and promote overall immune health. For a limited time, buy a bottle of NT Factor with D3K2 and get a bottle of C1000 with NT Factor absolutely free. That's a savings of over $26. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Save over $26 on the powerful cocktail of vitamins C and D with NT Factor at ntfactor.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoff, and we're talking about a new study that underlines the benefits of chiolic aged garlic extract for athletic performance. That's exciting, but lest we forget about some of the traditional applications of chiolic aged garlic extract. Let's talk about adaptation to season change, because there are a lot of stresses associated with this time of year. It's getting darker. Things seem to be getting busier. They already have the Christmas decorations up, and that always makes people more anxious. Then there are the parties. Lots of exposure to some of the foods that undermine our immunity. And then there's, you know, booze and whatever that accompanies the holiday spirit. So what are some of the ways that we should best prepare ourselves for this season that is challenging?
Yeah, I think one, there's no getting around it. You get into holiday season and the bugs are out. It's cold and flu season. You have that whole issue of seasonal affective disorder. So getting your vitamin D levels checked, making sure that your vitamin D is adequate, pretty darn important. And then, you know, that stress piece is real. And of course, with stress means more cortisol. It's interesting, and I believe, you know, just baseline, people taking a probiotic is going to help your immune system. So that's a really good one. And then you think of the studies with aged garlic extract that were done. And first of all, shoot, if it's going to improve circulation in the periphery, that means maybe my fingers won't be cold and my mittens quite so bad, right?
Exactly.
So that's kind of just a good basic thing.
Just to interject, you know, actually, just to interject, I used to suffer from really bad Raynaud's. And I'm a California boy, so maybe I wasn't accustomed to it. When I came to the Northeast to go to college, my buddies first took me on a ski trip, I was in misery. And, but since I've been taking, I think a couple of things are responsible. I've been taking chiolic aged garlic extract and I've been taking fish oil consistently. I think that that's really helped because it's a very rare circumstance that I get those, you know, white or blue fingertips that I used to get. So something is working in my favor.
Yeah. And you know what? I'm a Raynaud's person too. And my Raynaud's was so bad when I was young going through school that my fingertips would ulcerate. They'd break open because no blood getting to my fingertips.
That's very serious. Yeah.
So I had grade four, right? Yeah. That was the grade four Raynaud's. And now, and honestly, I have to say the same thing. I take fish oil and I stay very religious about taking chiolic aged garlic. I can't tell you the last time I had anything nearly that severe. Still got to watch the cold, damp weather a little bit for me, but it's amazing. And it's not a small thing. I mean, improving circulation, especially in cold weather, is, you know, that's a plus. Mm-hmm. But the specific things that were interesting, when they did a trial, actually it was on college students, where they gave them aged garlic extract, they saw a significant change in the incidence, duration, and severity of their cold and flu. And, you know, there's two ways that I like to think about, well, how do I prepare for cold and flu season? Well, obviously you're washing your hands more and you're, you know, it's hectic, try to get rest, try to breathe, try to make sure you're getting the stress downloaded. But honestly, if people would stay on chiolic year round, then you've got a much better baseline of what's called your gamma delta T killer cells. That's what aged garlic extract increases. And those are the T killer cells that when you do get exposed to a cold or flu, your immune system's in a better position to fight. And so therefore, the severity, the incidence, duration is going to go down because your immune system has been fortified or strengthened. And most likely that's happening in the gut because aged garlic acts as a prebiotic and helps the microbiome to maintain its integrity, which has a big influence on those gamma delta T killer cells.
What's interesting about the company that makes aged garlic extract, Kaolic, Wakanaga of America, is the culture of that company is so conducive to performing really high-level scientific research. How many papers would you estimate have been written on aged garlic extract? And why do you think they're so dedicated to really pursuing the science?
Well, there's 900 publications and easily a couple hundred, you know, tier one primary referee journals, randomized placebo controls, you know, studies. So the most, you know, strict and rigid, you know, study qualifications. I think it's just a commitment to excellence to show how valuable this hero compound is. I call it a hero compound because, you know, 40 years later, 50 years later, it's still unfolding these different benefits that occur in your body. It has that, you mentioned that word at the beginning, that pleiotropic effect. So it works on a lot of different systems in the body to help modulate or keep that your body in homeostasis. And I think, you know, that's really the sign of a healthy body. You know, you get affronted with something, your body turns its inflammation response on in order to get rid of whatever affronted it. And then you're supposed to go back to normal. And I think aged garlic is kind of one of those nutrients that just helps a lot of your different body systems keep that homeostasis or that balance aligned, and helps when people are out of balance and they may have early, you know, blood pressure issues, they're beginning coronary artery calcification, maybe they got a little bit of insulin resistance. Whatever that is, it's helping to bring that body back into balance to manage those situations that are kind of running out of control.
I know that we keep returning to this theme, but I just want to underline it, which is, you know, people listen to these podcasts and they go, great, you know, garlic is really a phenomenal substance. You know, I'll just eat more garlic. You know, I'll just, you know, put some more cloves of garlic in my food, and it's all good. And I think that that is beneficial. There's no question. There's reams and reams of studies that look at dietary garlic and its benefits. But how is aged garlic different or incrementally better than just plain old, good old-fashioned dietary garlic?
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? If it's somebody that's listening for the first time, or maybe they glossed over hearing about aged garlic in the past, it's important to know the difference. You know, garlic is great. I'm Italian. I love garlic. I think it should be on everything. But aged garlic extract, when you age the garlic, and this is organic garlic that's grown, non-GMO, done scientifically, in stainless steel vats, they age it for 20 months. And they're checking on the quality of what's happening as it's aging. So when it's aging, it gets rid of the volatile compounds that when you eat too much garlic, you kind of get that, you know, garlic breath the next morning or that night, or you may get it coming through your pores. That all goes away, and new water-soluble compounds occur. And those water-soluble compounds have a lot to do with why aged garlic has so many studies showing its value. And so you can't get the same benefits on exercise, on blood pressure, on reducing inflammatory cytokines, on coronary artery calcification, you know, whether it's combined with a statin or you're looking at vulnerable plaque and it's doing it alone. You can't get that by eating garlic. It has to be aged garlic extract, and this is not black garlic, because people will say, "Oh, I saw black garlic in a, you know, online." It's not black garlic either. The studies are done specifically on chiolic aged garlic extract, and if you're looking for the myriad of benefits, you know, that's what you have to look for. You have to look for chiolic, because that's the one that's going to deliver the goods. And I mean, how many people have you seen their blood pressures come down over the years when they're that mild, even moderate hypertension, and you made the suggestion of, hey, little exercise, take some magnesium, get on aged garlic extract. I mean, it's probably in the thousands for you, Dr. Hoffman, I would bet.
Indeed, yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think it's very hard to point at a natural compound that has this much evidence, and I think that's the other thing why Wakanaga, who's the makers of chiolic, are so committed to the science, is that they just want to keep proving its value. And, you know, we have this age where we're looking for the new, next, coolest nutrient that's out, right? We want the goji berries or whatever, you know, fisetin, which are very good, maybe. But this has a tremendous history, and the science keeps building on it.
Indeed. Jim, I want to get your opinion on something, because, you know, I'm constantly queried by people who are told that they need to lower their cholesterol. And so they say, well, I don't want to take a statin, so tell me what I should take to lower my cholesterol. And, you know, among the things that does have an effect, I think it's somewhat of a minor effect on lowering cholesterol, is aged garlic extract. But I think they're kind of missing the point, and I think that conventional doctors are kind of missing the point when they zero in on cholesterol per se as the problem. And, you know, a recent study has shown that significant double digits of people with very high cholesterol have no coronary artery calcium. They have no plaque. They're the outliers. They're people with as high as 190, not overall cholesterol, but an LDL cholesterol, the so-called bad cholesterol. It's 190 or greater. And lo and behold, they do scanning on them and they have zero plaque. So can we have a little more nuanced discussion about cardiovascular prevention that's not just relying on taking stuff to lower cholesterol?
Oh, what a incredible topic, because people are really misinformed. You know, first of all, plaque is going to form because you have silent or underlying metabolic inflammation, many times due to insulin resistance. It could be environmental burden. It could be maybe you have a chronic infection of some kind, or maybe you got exposed to, you know, mold or water damage building, and that triggered inflammatory signaling. Something lit a fuse in you. And when you trigger that inflammation, you could do it by overtraining, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you light that wick of inflammation, the first thing that starts to happen is you make more bad actor lipids. So the type of LDL cholesterol you make now is different. It's smaller. It bores into the inner lining of the artery, known as the glycocalyx. It creates basically bad actor lipoproteins, or fractions of cholesterol. Things like apolipoprotein B, which has been associated with reduced longevity. Lipoprotein little a, which if you're a diabetic history, or you're a pre-diabetic, or you're insulin resistant, typically that LPA will start to go up. And that's associated with developing coronary artery calcification. And so it isn't so much that you have high cholesterol. It's, well, what kind of cholesterol are you making? Are your triglycerides under 100, which is a big marker? And then it's one of the values. I mean, chiolic lowers total cholesterol about 7 to 10%.
Right. That's it. But what a modest effect. I mean, frankly, you know, a statin might lower it more, you know. So if your object is to lower cholesterol, you know, maybe it's not a one-for-one, you know, using chiolic versus using Lipitor, right? I mean,
right.
Full disclosure, right?
Exactly. But what chiolic does a good job of is it helps to lower apolipoprotein B. It helps to reduce oxidized LDL. So for your listeners, it's one thing to have LDL cholesterol circulating around. It's another thing when it gets oxidized. And when you hear the term oxidized, just think of it as the rate of rusting. That cholesterol, that LDL particle that got lodged, now all of a sudden is getting attacked. And that rusting process is the coronary artery calcification process. And so the more we can reduce oxidative burden, it's one of the features of aged garlic, is that it acts as an antioxidant that raises glutathione levels, the more you're going to protect against that rate of rusting on your oxidized LDL. And I always, you know, in our country, you know, insulin resistance is the cause. So if you've got a bunch of lipids and you've got good genetics, your LDL cholesterol is 190, but you're not insulin resistant, you very well may not be plaquing your arteries at all.
Yeah. I think we need a much more nuanced approach to this, because it's kind of like all about cholesterol, and there's so much more, and we have to really individualize our therapy from person to person and really find out, you know, what's the underlying cause of their propensity to cardiovascular disease. And also, you know, there are probably a whole lot of people who unnecessarily are taking drugs when really through lifestyle or supplements, they could get equal or better protection.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, I think for a lot of folks, and this is the two-edged sword, right? It's going to take some work. If you want to be proactive with your cardiovascular health, You're going to have to do some exercise. You're going to have to consider changing your diet and eating a diet that's less refined, less carbohydrate intense, lower in sugar, watching your alcohol intake. You have to make steps in order to succeed. But I always, you know, I live by this, you know, the term it's worked, but it's worth it, right? I mean, when you feel good, it makes it easy to kind of create lifestyle habits that are good. And, you know, so I think for folks, it's a lot of people that right now it's like, oh, okay, your lipids are kind of high, we're going to put you on a statin. Oh, your blood sugar's borderline. You know, now at least people are, you know, docs are using, you know, metformin, for example, right? So they're just applying these drugs earlier in the process. They're not necessarily changing lifestyle, changing habits, changing the nutrient status of that individual. Are they deficient in nutrients that could be causing the problem? In addition to making recommendations for things that may be safer first lines of defense for helping that person.
Indeed. Jim, I want to get your opinion on something that happened recently. You know, the dietary guidelines for America, they've been much maligned, and I think correctly, because they keep harping on low fat. They keep harping on using vegetable oils instead of, you know, high-fat dairy, butter, and things like that. They keep harping on, you know, we must reduce our intake of red meat, and we need to consume lots and lots of whole grains. Translation, whole grain, old bran muffins, you know, which are calorie bombs. And the net result is that Americans have been getting fatter and fatter and having more diabetes and so on. But they recently convened, because they have to reformulate the dietary guidelines for Americans every 5 years. So they need to do it for 2025 through 2030. And they had before them the issue of whether to weigh in on the subject of ultra-processed foods. And what they decided to do, as you well know, because I think you follow the news, you're in the nutrition realm, they whiffed. They decided essentially not to decide. An example of analysis paralysis, because as well, you know, the studies are not that conclusive. You know, we don't want to deprive Americans of, you know, their food choices. Poor people do eat a lot of these ultra-processed foods. We want them to get some form of nutrition. And in a tremendously irresponsible act, they let down the American public. What say you?
Oh, I mean, you know, how about getting food to these food deserts? You know, to poorer people, to neighborhoods that don't have it. Let's start looking at solutions that make sense instead of saying, well, it's the only way they're going to get food. We'll keep feeding them bad food.
Yeah.
No. You know, I think
they just have to, they have to take a stand at some point. Other countries have done so. You have companies throughout Latin America doing so. They're labeling foods, you know, in terms of harmful contents. There's actually advertising bans coming online in the UK for these ultra-processed foods. And the U.S., they're simply not taking a stand. But I think part of it has to do with corruption and conflict of interest, because a lot of these people, they sit on boards of big pharma and big food and agribusiness, and they receive research grants, and they're conflicted. They do not want to lower the boom on junk food. Essentially, you know, call it what it is. It is junk food.
Right. Right. Yeah. And why can't you make, you know, what's always made me angry is, look, I don't want to take somebody's cupcake away forever. Right. I mean, you know, once in a while, somebody's birthday, they deserve a cupcake, dang it. But you can still make a good cupcake. I mean, I mean, my wife's a dietitian. You know, my father was one of the, you know, most famous chefs in the world. We just learn how to make things healthy that also satisfied our special occasions. Or if it's a high fiber cookie that actually tastes good. But one of our biggest issues is all the added, the added chemicals and processed compounds that are in our food supply here. I mean, you go to Europe, you don't have it.
Exactly.
And, you know, how many times have you heard of, I know because you're in New York and you got a lot of people flying to Europe. How many times have you heard, you know, I went to Europe and ate and I didn't feel any of my problems.
I've heard that. And I've heard that, you know, people said, you know, I put on the feed bag when I was in Europe and I came back, I jumped on the scale and I actually lost a couple of pounds, paradoxically. Okay.
Yes.
Because there's something, the quality of the food is not as, and there's a word for it, obesogenic.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, because we have more hybridized grain here, people react. So they get more bloated on wheat. They go to Italy, they eat a pasta. They go, oh my God, I can eat pasta again. And I think that's the, you know, to me, cleaning up our food supply should be a number one priority. And I've thought that for, you know, decades now, just as you have. It's finally coming into the public conscience,
yep.
And which it needs to. We should have a right to eat food that nourishes us.
Indeed. And, you know, hopefully, you know, that it's entering the national dialogue, you know, and regardless of, you know, where on the political spectrum you lie, you got to recognize that it's an important problem that one way or another we're going to have to deal with, regardless of the political regime that implements some of these changes. Okay, great stuff. Jim, once again, let me give out the information, kyolic.com, or call 1-800-421-2998. And there is a special offer. I know our intelligent medicine listeners love these special offers because there is, if I can find the copy here and where this is, there it is. Kyolic has a special offer for listeners. Just go to kyolic.com/radio and click on Dr. Ronald Hoffman. No purchase necessary to get free samples and coupons from our friends at Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. You really got to try this stuff. Jim, I'm partial to the aged garlic, the Kyolic Aged Garlic Reserve product, which is 600 milligrams of pure aged garlic extract. But there are a variety of formulas that relate to immunity, relate to cardiovascular protection, blood pressure, and so on. And so visit your favorite retailer or online outlet to find products that meet your needs. But take the stuff because it's got a lot of benefits.
Could not agree with you more. It's one of the most fascinating compounds out of all the dietary supplement channels.
Indeed. Thanks very much for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations. This holiday season, don't miss out on your chance to stock up on your favorite supplements during the Black Friday Cyber Monday sale at my FullScript online supplement dispensary. November 29th through December 3rd, 5 days only, get 10% off and free shipping on my entire inventory of top supplements at drhoffmanstore.com. You stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. It's the safest and most convenient way to purchase my curated supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast, free shipping and optional refill reminders via text or email. It's safe, secure, and includes world-class customer service. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for 10% off and free shipping for 5 days only from November 29th through December 3rd. That's drhoffmanstore.com.